second hour we are. I'll do my Yoda impression here since the Star Wars movie in 3D is out. Is your daughter like Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me? I'm Doug Steffen. Good day weekend. This is Good Day Health. Is your daughter like Star Wars or movies like that, or is it just you?
Just me. She likes musical theater movies.
Oh, she does. Okay. So the 3D Star. Did you go by yourself to see the re-release of the Star Wars movie, or did you not go?
No one will go with me. They don't
like 3D. I think it's time for a new family. If they won't go see Star Wars with you, that should be it. It's over.
They remind me all the time that I'm living in a woman's home.
You are? Yeah, it's a sad reality. Ken's got his wife and his daughter, and that's it. So let's go back for a second. For those of you who are just joining us, we had a conversation in the last hour about aspirin. There's some interesting news about aspirin this week as an aside here, which we'll talk about in a minute, how to use aspirin well. But a lot of people ask whether or not you ought to have a regular aspirin or a baby aspirin, and when you take it. You usually take it at night, Dr. Ken says. This gentleman asked about whether taking aspirin causes erectile dysfunction. And so you had some time to do a little research on that, Ken. Why don't we address that?
The reason why it's a little confusing is because there's one obscure study that was published in April in the Journal of Urology that was done at Kaiser out in Southern California, where you are, Doug.
Yeah.
And they looked at 80,000 men, and much to their surprise, they found that there was a 22% increase in the risk of erectile dysfunction. And these were in men who used aspirin daily. And so this is a good effort, and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. These are like the Motrins and the Aleves of the world. Mm-hmm. But what they conclude, and I'm glad they did, they're very careful investigators, they couldn't tell whether it was the aspirin or there was some other problem that they were treating that was causing this slight increase in erectile dysfunction. So, again, this is the yin-yang of medicine. What's good for one thing may have an issue somewhere
right.
else.
Try something else, yeah.
It's one study. It needs to be confirmed in much larger studies. And if you need aspirin to prevent a heart attack, I would certainly take the aspirin unless there's a stomach problem with bleeding in your stomach and your intestines. Because the yin-yang of medicine is what so often causes erectile dysfunction is the plumbing problem that causes the same problem in your heart. The plumbing gets obstructed. So this is very hard to untangle. So I don't think the final word on aspirin and erectile dysfunction will be out for a while.
But at the moment, the answer would be probably no. It's inconclusive, but aspirin likely to cause...
directly cause erectile dysfunction. No. It's inconclusive.
888. I say no. He says inconclusive. Who are you going to believe?
It's just... You just need more information.
888-553-7536. Information being sought by Bob in Effingham, Illinois. Are you sure, Bob, you're not in Teutopolis? Where'd Bob go?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Are you in Effingham or are you in Teutopolis? I want to know
No one knows where Teutopolis is.
I know where Teutopolis is. I get my seed corn from my farm from a couple of guys that are farmers in Teutopolis. Everybody who wants seed corn, good seed corn, goes to Teutopolis.
Hey, where are you from?
I'm from Framingham, Massachusetts.
Really?
I used to get off the train when my grandmother and grandfather lived down in Ashley. And my sisters and I used to take the Penn Central train and get off in Effingham. And I was there last year walking around that station. And I remembered many instances of getting off the train there. And they still have the station. There's one train a day, I think, goes through there. But man,
that's Route 15 west of Mount Vernon.
Yeah. It's what? And where Ashley is.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. My mother grew up there. I haven't been there for a few years. My grandparents are both buried there. They lived in Ashley, and my grandfather worked at that candy plant that was there for a while. It was just a very interesting, sweet little town. So, anyway, I'm glad you know the area. Obviously, you came from that area. More importantly, you have a question for Dr. Ken. How may we help you?
A few questions. I've had cervical surgery twice, and my sinuses have really bothered me a lot since I've had the cervical surgery.
Cervical as in the backbones, the neck?
They went right through my neck in the front.
Okay.
And did some kind of surgery, put a plate in.
Why?
Auto accident?
Well, it was yes, it was an accident that kind of got crunched together, I guess.
Mm.
So it was causing my headaches and...
They fixed you up at a local hospital, or did you go to some major university hospital?
I went to Decatur.
Yeah. All right, Milliken.
Well, it wasn't... Yeah, Milliken University's there, yes.
Yeah, but they don't have a medical school.
No, it was St. John's, I think, or St. Mary's.
How are you making out now?
Well, I'm doing fine. When I start getting headaches, I go to a chiropractor, and he gives me adjustment, and headaches go away.
There you go. So what's your question?
Anyway, the cervical surgery, is that causing my sinuses to cause my problem?
The work on your backbones... The bones in the neck related to the sinuses. I'm having a little trouble connecting those two.
A chiropractor would tell you yes, and so would an acupuncturist. Ken would tell you he doesn't know because there's no evidence someplace in a book. But I'm telling you, I have the same stuff that you do. It's amazing with cracking those bones and getting some adjusting from a good chiropractor or some needles from a good acupuncturist will do.
Well, make sure the circulation in your sinuses is good. Just clean out. Get those sinuses irrigated. There was a big study in the last couple of weeks that antibiotics may be less effective than we think they are. I don't know if that's the absolute definitive study. That doesn't mean that they're not important in some people. Have you talked to your doctor about this?
Yeah, he just told me to take some sinus medicine.
The key to keeping sinuses healthy is good irrigation. I have a little trick. You breathe water in the shower and just clean that whole thing out. And you know, don't kill yourself. Don't drown. But you know, you just cover one nostril, breathe in the water, and open up that circulation, and that will help so much. Talk to a good ear, nose, and throat doctor if it's just not getting better after you do the over-the-counter decongestants, which are also very important.
All right, so now you want my suggestion? Now you got Ken, who's the doctor. I'm going to give you a suggestion. I'm going to tell you that if you go to see a good chiropractor and get a cranial adjustment, have him stick his fingers in your mouth and adjust the palate up above and... Your jaws, the
temporomandibular.
Yeah, no, but there's another. Anyway,
I don't know. I'm not a chiropractor.
Get a good chiropractor to adjust your cranium, and I'm going to bet to you, as I sit here, you're going to call back and say, "Doug, you're a genius." All right.
When I get up in the morning, I have to have at least three handkerchiefs sitting there because I will get them all three wet.
Go find a good chiropractor.
Now, the other question I had, you talked earlier about cold sores. In fact, they used to call them fever blisters. When I had a little bout with an ulcer, a doctor put me on Acifix. Now he changed it to Dexilant. And since I've been taking that, I have not had a cold sore.
All right.
There you go. So what do you want from us?
Is there any relation to that? I mean,
to your sinus problem?
No, to my cold sores. See, the cold sores is a virus, and I can always tell when my stomach, when I'm sitting watching TV in my lounge chair, if my stomach starts gurgling, I'll probably get a cold sore. That's the way it was.
Isn't that caused by Epstein-Barr or something, the herpes?
Caused by viruses, herpes type 1. And they will come out when your body's under stress.
Your body is not in good balance. That's another reason to see the car. There's something really out of balance in your system.
The Dexilant.
I would also see an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Drugs upset your system enough to cause that? If he's taking drugs the system doesn't like,
I don't. That's hard to put that together.
Yeah.
Dexafix or Acefix seemed like it kept me from getting the cold sores because it kept my acid down in my stomach.
Yeah. Well, eat better food than you. Yeah, eat better and you won't have acid in your stomach as well. All right, Bob, we got it. You got it.
Fever, stress, fatigue, these are the things that usually, in women, menstruation, these are the things that usually bring those things out.
Don't you love it when I put on my doctor hat?
And even exposure to the sun can trigger them.
You didn't answer my question.
I think whatever works, I'm a practical guy.
I know you are. You are. Dr. Ken Kronos is the medical expert. I practice without a license, and listen, if it doesn't work, you can't sue me. There you go. How's that for? If it doesn't, I put that on my shingle. Dr. Doug practices without a license. If it doesn't work, don't sue me. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronos takes more of your calls in a matter of moments with a twerpy tweeties thing from me here and there. It's, where are we? At 18 after the hour on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
The dietary guidelines recommend choosing products with whole grain listed as the first ingredient. However, it can be confusing to find products with whole grain in the grocery store, and even harder to know how much you're getting in those foods. Dr. Travis Stork, an ER physician and host of The Doctors, has partnered with General Mills to offer tips for getting more whole grain into your diet.
One easy place to substitute in whole grains is in the cereal, the bread, or the pasta aisle. But shoppers do need to read the ingredient list on the side of the box if they want to get the real scoop. You want to make sure the word whole is listed first in the ingredient list, and it should be followed by a grain like wheat. And companies are making it easier and easier. As an example, the cereals with the white check now highlight the grams of whole grain per serving on the side of the box, because in the end, you should know the ingredients of the products you buy.
For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit WholeGrainNation.com. That's WholeGrainNation.com.
What do we want?
Weekends!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go!
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
888-553-7536. Coming up in the next half hour, a discussion of the government and news media's attack on dairy farmers who are selling the raw milk that has become the choice of millions of Americans. Your right to choose is the focus, I think, of this issue and this argument. More calls for Dr. Ken as well, 21 after the hour.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The heart and soul of medicine, Dr. Ken Cronow, is practicing cardiologist, but expert because of his training and anything that you can come up with. He's served as a trainee in the medical science training program at the University of Pennsylvania. There's nothing you can ask him that he can't figure out, so help yourself. Whatever your questions are about yourself, people that you love and care about, questions about the news of the week, in terms of the raw milk issue, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Let's spend some more time with some of your calls, though, at 888-553-7536. Major's in Mount Vernon, Ohio, listening to WMVO. Go ahead, Major. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning.
Hi, Major.
How are you this morning?
Good. How can we help?
First of all, I'm a VA patient.
You're a VA patient, a veterans patient, is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. I am retired. I've got COPD, and I'm a heart patient. I have atrial fibrillation, and probably a few other things, but that's not important, I guess. But what I want to ask Dr. Ken is, I'm 66 years old. I'm 300 pounds, 6'4". And I want to know if there's anything that they can do with a COPD, if they can give me some kind of exercises to do or medication or operation or whatever it's going to take, you know.
Major, let's teach everybody what COPD is on radio. I want you to take a huge breath in and then into the phone breathe out, and everybody listen to Major. Will you do that? All right, did everybody hear Major, his airflow as he exhaled? I could make that diagnosis over the radio. That is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. It's a group of lung diseases that block airflow as you exhale. You could hear it if you listened really carefully, and it makes increasingly difficult breathing as time goes on. The most common cause, the first five causes of this are smoking, smoking, smoking. And given your other problems, AFib and coronary disease, I would imagine, Major, you were a smoker?
Yes, about 25 years ago.
Okay, bless your heart. I'm glad you stopped. Emphysema, chronic asthmatic bronchitis, two major conditions of COPD, and you're looking for some treatments, and you've already done the most important thing. Step one is not smoking, and right. There are medications. There's the bronchodilators that are inhaled. There's a lot of different ones that can be used. There are long-acting ones. There are shorter-acting ones. There's also inhaled steroids. Also, antibiotics are very important for the COPD. Jumping, getting ahead of those respiratory infections, because you know and you can confirm to the listeners that when you get an upper respiratory or lower respiratory infection, it's a lot worse than the rest of us, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Believe me.
So you need to get on early, you know, the moment you're producing any change in your sputum, it changes any color, that's you got to get to the doctor and make sure you get that taken care of. Are you on oxygen at home?
No, I'm on Timbacort and I'm on a nebulizer.
Okay, so you're on the inhalers.
Yes.
And you were asking about exercises. I am a huge believer with the COPD in these pulmonary rehab programs. I've seen incredibly good results. If you get a very caring, experienced therapist and a good program, you can get a therapist, a respiratory therapist, a physical therapist, an exercise specialist, a dietitian. They work as a team in a good program. I have seen really very good results, and obviously this is without any medications. Major, I think that's your next step, and thanks for teaching everybody who's listening how to diagnose COPD.
888-553-7536. Dwayne is in Alaska. What is it, Sealoft, Alaska?
Sealoft.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. You're on with Ken.
Yeah, I had a question. I'm 51 years old. Just had the first blood test of my life taken at a local health fair. Did the complete spectrum. And my cholesterol is 195. HDL's 47. Triglycerides are 73. And the LDL was 133. How does that relate?
Not too bad, Dwayne. Your total looks pretty good. Your good cholesterol for a guy is over 45, for women over 50, so you're doing okay there. Your triglycerides are less than 150. You're doing well there. The only one I'm uncertain about is your bad cholesterol, LDL 133. There's not one size fits all for that. If you have diabetes or if you have known coronary disease through either a CT angiogram or a heart catheterization or a previous history of heart attack, we want it at least under 70, even ideally under 60. That's when you get reversal of those plaques in the circulation. For the rest of us, under 100. Do you have any known heart history or any risk factors? High blood pressure, smoking, family history, poor diet, obesity, anything like that? Smoking?
No.
So
nothing like that.
No risk factors, no family history. So probably under 100 is ideal for you. You want to get yourself onto a good diet and no saturated fats, no trans fats, just very low on the saturated fats, no trans fats. Eliminate the white flour products and get this rechecked in about 3 months.
Sounds like pretty good advice. That's why I like listening to Dr. Ken, because he gives good advice. That's why you like listening to Dr. Ken, because he gives good advice. Half past the hour, Good Day Weekend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, 33 after the hour, as we continue taking your calls at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken and Doug, brought to you by the folks who distribute Cardiol, which is great. We've had a lot of conversation today about heart disease. We always do because Ken's a cardiologist. One thing with regard to the aspirin, question about erectile dysfunction, I meant to bring back around, Ken, the study this week suggesting that aspirin and walking can reduce leg pain. And why would the arteries in the leg, is the reason for arteries in the leg getting restricted the same as arteries anyplace else, plaque?
Exactly. There's a couple of stories this week. One is that peripheral artery disease, which is the blockage of the circulation in the legs, affects more women than men. And just like women get odd symptoms for heart blockages, they also don't always get the typical symptoms of blockages in the legs. When you have blockages in the legs, we call this PAD, a peripheral artery disease, you usually get what we call claudication. You get tightness in the muscles of the calves or the thighs when you walk and then you stop and rest, and it goes away. These classic symptoms include cramping pain and overt discomfort in the muscles on exercise. But there are these atypical symptoms that women get. They include any discomfort in the legs or in the heel that is present at rest or during exercise, or may not be confined to the muscle. So women need to be very much aware. The end result of PAD, peripheral artery disease, is amputation. And that's why one needs to be aware of this and make sure that it's taken care of. The most important way to prevent this is not to smoke. Watch the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the blood sugar, the same things we talk about for the heart. But a very encouraging result that came out this week is that you may not need to use Plavix, which is what we thought, this very, very strong blood thinner. And it's expensive. We got a call asking when it's going to be generic, and I haven't yet gotten the warning. I'll let you know when I hear it. But in the Journal of the American Heart Association, Cardiovascular and Cerebrovascular Diseases Medical Journal this week, you know, we learned that low-dose aspirin may be just as effective as the more expensive Plavix when combined with a walking program to treat leg pain that's associated with narrowing of the leg arteries, Doug.
Yeah. Pretty interesting stuff, and it's all related. Everything's sort of tied together. 888-553-7536. Gary's in Duluth, Minnesota. Gary, how may we be of service to you, sir? Thanks for the call.
Oh, nice talking to you guys. I'd just like to thank Ken for getting me off that Nisipin.
Yes.
And that really helped. I don't have my hot flashes no more.
Great.
And another thing I'd like to say, that Plavix, I've been taking Plavix now, and I've been getting it from Express Scripts. It's $40 for 3 months, which is really cheap. And I can't believe this, but you just advertise these dead doctors don't lie. And I just pulled this tape out of my radio just before he said it, maybe 30 seconds before he said it. And I listened to the tape, and he says, most of these pills that people take are going right through you. And he was telling about somebody he knows that has these portable outhouses. And he says he pumps more of these pills out of these outhouses. He can't believe how many pills a person takes, and it goes right through you.
All right, Gary. Well, we're glad we were able to get you off one, and I'm glad that you're feeling so much better now.
Good thing. Good advice, and I guess the advice is listen to Dr. Ken. So perhaps here's one place where you can really put it to heart, if you'll pardon the pun, are talking about your cholesterol levels and fish oils and this product Cardiol that has all these natural ingredients. You heard perhaps earlier today a discussion about, excuse me, an omega-3 oil called Vitality Ultra Pure, and how Ken thinks this is one of the most important things you can do for your heart. And so
I think, Doug, every adult should take fish oil. If they don't eat fish each day, on the days when they don't eat fish, I take some fish oil. You know, people ask me how much, and the way we commonly dose it is in grams, and somewhere between 1 to 2 grams for every adult. It just is so healthy throughout the body, and there's this nice product that we have finally where you can really get high quality fish oil without having any of the burping, belching issues.
Yeah, which we addressed rather personally, I thought, and rather well. It's also good for your brain. It's one of the reasons that I take it. I take this stuff because it's good for my heart and circulation and for my brain. It's good for your brain. It's good for your skin. It's good for your joints. I give it to Charlotte, my beloved English bulldog. These things are, if they're good for you, they're good for your dog, especially the heart. I think you told me the heart and the circulatory system in a dog is pretty much the same as a human's.
I think the heart is so similar. It's been used as a model for humans. And
so this is good for everybody you love. If you love yourself, you ought to. You take this. You love your spouse. You love your children. You love your friends. You love your dog. Get this stuff and take it and spread it around. And the first month's supply is free. Vitality Ultra Pure Omega 3, the purest, most potent fish oil you can buy anywhere, period. End of story. No heavy metals, no contaminants. It's been tested. That's why Ken likes it. He loves those tests. So if you want to try Vitality free, enter the discount code Dr. Ken when you order. Go online to drkenshow.com. Or you can go to their website, thecardiol.net, and you'll get charged around $8 for shipping and handling. But the product comes to you free. Use it, and you'll see how good it is. You'll go back and make it a regular part of your routine every day. As Ken said, eat fish or take this stuff every single day. 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Start helping your heart with Vitality Ultra Pure Omega 3, either at drkenshow.com, cardiol.net, or 888-809-6424. Let's talk to Stephen, who's in Vancouver, Washington. Stephen, what can Dr. Ken do to help you out?
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Steve. Are you depressed?
I was wondering if you heard anything about the ketamine trials for depression, and I wondered what your thought of it was.
Well, I know, let me tell you what I know about. I know the Mayo Clinic is doing a trial using ketamine anesthesia with electroconvulsive therapy. But I have to tell you, the results of that study have not been yet reported.
Okay, because I heard it on the news, and I found some information. There's a hospital in New York on East 77th, and then there's one in Houston that was doing it. So I'm just curious.
Are you suffering with severe depression, Stephen?
Yes, I've had it for a long time.
And I guess medicines and talking therapy have not helped you?
No, sir.
See, so why don't you go and talk to the folks? Where's the biggest university? The University of Washington in Seattle?
There's also OHSU in Portland.
Why don't you talk to both of these psychiatry departments at those universities and see what they have in terms of options for you?
Well, that's a heck of a good idea. I didn't even think of that.
Aren't you glad you called, sir? Thanks. 888-553-7536. Margie is in... I can't read the... Oh, you're in Eau Claire, W-A-Y-Y. Hi, Margie.
Hello.
What's up?
Well, I have endothelial dysfunction, diagnosed about 6 weeks ago. I'm on medicine. I'm on a daily aspirin, 325, and amlodipine, 2.5.
Okay, well, before you go on, let's just, because you've confused probably 99% of the listeners, and, you know, the endothelium is the wallpaper of the blood vessel. It's the lining of the circulation. And we used to think, when I was in medical school in the 70s, we thought there was nothing going on there, but boy, were we wrong. And in the 1980s and 90s, we realized how important that surface is, and there's very important hormones that are produced. Nitric oxide is a big player in this area, and you can have a lot of problems in the inner lining of the blood vessels that can occur because you don't have a nice balance of constricting and relaxing elements of the blood vessel. You can have clots forming. You can have inflammation with the immune system. And this can lead to a lot of problems with cholesterol, with blood pressure, blood sugar. What exactly, let's get a little more specific, Margie. What kind of specific problems have you had with your endothelial dysfunction?
Mainly pain. I have pain in my back directly behind my heart. The pain occurs at rest.
Are you having heart-related discomforts?
Well, I have some chest pain, but most of the pain is actually in my back, directly behind my heart.
Do you have what's called microvascular angina? Have you been diagnosed with that?
No.
Have you had a stress test?
I failed the stress test, okay. And then they did the cardiac catheterization.
And it was normal?
The cardiac cath? No, the cath found the endothelial.
Okay, but was there any plaquing, obstructive, what we call a stenosis, a blockage of 70% or more?
No, because certainly no one mentioned that to me, no.
And how from the heart cath did they diagnose endothelial dysfunction?
Well, they said based on their findings of the heart cath, that's what I had.
Margie, I'm so happy you called because I'm going to help you so much.
Oh, good.
I want you to do some reading about what's called microvascular angina. It used to be called cardiac syndrome X because it was so mysterious, but now most of us call it microvascular angina. And about 10 years ago, if I was talking about this, you know, they would think I was Doug, you know, practicing as a wacko. But this is a real entity.
Wait a minute. I resent that.
No,
I'm
but
not
wait a second. I was about to give you a compliment.
Okay, go ahead.
And that is why when Doug comes up with these ideas that seem off the wall, I am very open to it because 10 years ago, microvascular angina was considered a crazy idea. And then about 2 years ago, the American Heart Association had it as one of their platforms. Because it turns out to be an incredibly common problem. It's most common in women your age. I know your age, and the 49-year-old woman, which you're very close to, is the most common person who has this. But it can occur two-thirds are women. It can occur in men. I've seen it occur in women who are in their teenage, in their 19, 18 years. I've seen it occur in 90-year-old women. But it most commonly occurs in the perimenopausal, right before the menopause. We think there might be some hormonal issues that play a role there that are not part of the heart, but clearly the the hormones in the heart also get affected, but this is not exclusively a woman's problem. Men get it. But classically what happens is you get symptoms that are similar to chest pain that we get with angina, but women get all different kinds of symptoms. They can get short of breath. They get fatigue. They get palpitations. They can get lightheaded, dizzy. They can get stomach discomforts. And what happens is you get a stress test done, and about two-thirds will have an abnormal stress test. This is all from the Women's Health Initiative data, a big study on women's health. Two-thirds of women who have microvascular angina have an abnormal stress test, as it sounds like you did. And then we do a heart catheterization or a CT angiogram, and everybody says, wow, you have beautiful-looking big arteries that sit on top of the heart, the epicardial coronary arteries. But the little ones, the microvessels that go into the thickness of the heart, have all the problems. 10, 20, 30 years ago, we used to celebrate after the catheterization and say you were fine. You would then go to the stomach doctor, the lung doctor. They would find nothing. You'd end up in the psychiatrist. Now we understand this is a real, very common entity called microvascular angina. And if you have unexplained symptoms, chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue, think microvascular angina.
How is that formally diagnosed, though? If I do the research, think this is a condition I have, who would I verify that with? Like a cardiologist?
Yes.
Or?
You want to talk to a cardiologist who's up to date. If they tell you that that microvascular angina is a crazy idea, you're talking to Dr. Rip Van Winkle. Again, the American Heart Association made this their platform 2 years ago. There's been outstanding studies done at a number of the universities across the country where they actually have these very specialized heart catheterization models. We have one at the University of Florida in Gainesville. They're doing some great work out in California and Southern California at some of the universities there where they actually can use a very specialized kind of MR study or catheterization and actually confirm the diagnosis. We do it in my office indirectly by taking a good history and then doing a stress test and actually seeing abnormalities on stress test. But then when we look at your coronaries by CT angiogram, they look fine. Because these are microscopic vessels. You can't see them unless you really have some powerful technique, either anatomically or indirectly by function.
888-553-7536 at 11 before the hour. This is Dr. Ken on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
History relegates lynchings to an era of civil rights injustices when racial intolerance spawned crimes so hateful and politically charged that it divided a nation. Investigation Discovery's new special, The Injustice Files, At the End of a Rope, looks at four mysterious hanging deaths that authorities have closed as suicides. But it examines whether those tragedies are the result of men taking their own lives or unthinkable acts of terror. Filmmaker Keith Beauchamp.
The Injustice Files investigates the circumstances surrounding each of these four hangings, including analysis on the available evidence, interviews with officials who led the original investigations, and testimony from families that believe these cases are shrouded in mystery. It shares the stories of families stricken by agony as they question if their loved one's death was an unthinkable hate crime, not simply suicide.
The Injustice Files, At the End of a Rope, premieres Tuesday, February 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern on Investigation Discovery.
From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, lots of information from Dr. Ken this week in the health newsletter. You want to check that out, sign up for it. Just click on to Ken's picture at the Doug Steffen website or go to drkenshow.com. When it asks you for your email address, you get a free weekly newsletter that has all kinds of great input. It'll help you out, so sign up for it when you see the space to sign up for it. We're going to talk about raw milk and the issue about your health in raw milk in a few moments here. Good Day Weekend. Dr. Ken on the air.
In the
the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Many of you have seen this week articles in national, regional, and local newspapers about how bad raw milk is for you. So, for those who have any question about my bias, I'm a dairy farmer, been on a farm all my life, been around cows all my life, and I sell raw milk in my dairy store on the farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Been doing it for 2 years now. Been selling the milk to the large corporate dairy interests for most of the time we've been milking, but decided if I was going to stay in business, I had to sell stuff and actually make some money on it instead of lose some money. So I started to sell the raw milk after lots and lots of tests and lots of encounters with local officials who didn't know anything about this. Took a year to get that license, and then another year, Ken, to get a license to make cheese. So we have all of this stuff and do a great job, frankly. I say this proudly because I'm not doing it. The people who work on the farm who understand how important it is to have a good product in light of all the scrutiny that we get from the feds, from the state, from the locals. It's okay because it's made us better, and we probably have the best milk in Massachusetts, if not in New England, as far as purity, cleanliness. And people that are selling raw milk are doing the same thing because they know how important it is to do this. So when I read this garbage, and that's what it is, pure, unadulterated garbage about how dangerous raw milk is.
May I just briefly report what the garbage is very quickly?
Yeah, go ahead.
This came out of the CDC journal Emerging Infectious Diseases this week, that the rate of disease outbreaks caused by unpasteurized or raw milk and products made from it is 150 times greater than outbreaks linked to pasteurized milk. The other conclusion was that states where the sale of raw milk is legal have more than twice the rate of dairy-related disease outbreaks compared to states where raw milk is illegal.
All right, so you're using the wrong tense, first of all. You said is, and this study is a was. The study was done between 1999 and 2006. So at best, the most recent information they have is 6 years old. You use the term emerging because it refers to the department and the CDC. Emerging from what? The information that's over 6 years old, which is completely distorted and taken out of context, because the FDA and the CDC have for years been trying to get people away from raw milk. Now, raw milk comes in two different and distinct productions. There are farmers who are raising animals, who are milking animals, and they are only purposed to sell raw milk. This, the routine, the cleanliness, all the things that are done are four or five times more extreme than the raw milk that is produced to go to the big dairies. They process it. They pasteurize it. They microwave it. They take all the nutrition out of it, all the bacteria. Everything's killed, including the flavor and the nutritional value. So you're drinking white water. Having said that, yes, there are, in terms of the quality of the product, that product is consistent in that it is, all that stuff is taken out, but then why would you bother to drink the milk because it doesn't have any value? And that's what people, mostly intelligent, articulate, educated people, come to my store and the other stores to buy this product because they've studied its nutritional value and what it's done to help people who have been ill. You have two products. One of them is for pasteurization. One of them is to be sold at the retail level. The thing that is most obvious here, the House of Representatives. You looked up this bill, 1830, right, Ken?
I'm trying to. It's this
House Bill 1830 has been introduced by a group of bipartisan Democrats and Republicans around the country who want to see raw milk legitimized in the entire country and to have the milk available across state lines. And the choice that one has, this is all about choice. Choice in food is a right in America and a privilege both. And the fact that you're being told you can't have something because somebody in the government says you can't because they're influenced by the big, it's so clear what's going on here. The bill is gaining momentum, speed, and interest. So here's a way for the big corporate interests in dairy to get to their pals in the FDA and the CDC and try to knock this down and eliminate it because they don't want more people buying raw milk and competing with their sale of milk. It's that simple, that plain, and that obnoxious.
So what's the response? Because in order to refute this study, which you're refuting on the basis of its old data, it only reports up to 2006.
Find the stuff that's current in these states.
Wait a second.
Well, we're out of time.
What has changed in the last 6 years?
The way milk is being treated, handled, and distributed has changed dramatically. The cleanliness.